This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When you pull out your credit card to pay for a meal in a restaurant, there's usually a space to write in the tip you wish to leave the waiter or waitress. But the server doesn't always see the full amount of that tip. Some restaurant owners routinely deduct between 2% and 3% to help cover the cost of credit card processing fees. Now a group of restaurant servers is challenging that practice in a class action lawsuit. Kelly Pate Dwyer is a reporter for the Denver Post who's following the story, and she joins us now. Kelly, could you tell us about this class action lawsuit? Who filed the class action lawsuit? Who's the plaintiff?
The plaintiff are six servers who worked in a Joe's Crab Shack restaurant in Chicago. They filed the lawsuit in 2002, and that case has moved to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, and that's where Landry's, the defendant, Landry's is the parent company of Joe's Crab Shack. That's where they're located.
And Landry's is a large national chain of restaurants.
Correct.
Restaurants usually pay waiters and waitresses well below the minimum wage under something called a tip credit. Do the restaurants forfeit this right to pay their servers, I guess, a reduced wage if they make this credit card deduction?
In Colorado, yes. And typically, any time an employer takes money away from a tipped employee from their tips, you forfeit that tip credit. And that's typically the way courts see any deduction from tips by the employer, is that the tip credit is void.
And I guess the thinking behind the tip credit is that the server receives a reduced wage but makes that up in the tips that they receive.
That's right. And generally, servers do make that up. And so long as they're making more than the minimum wage, which in Colorado, we adhere to the federal minimum wages, which is $5.15 an hour. So that's where there's confusion, because some restaurant owners believe that as long as their servers still walk away with more than $5.15 an hour, it's okay for them to pull out that processing fee.
Well, the interesting thing is that you're based in Denver, and Colorado is one of a handful of states where this practice of deducting those processing fees is supposed to be illegal.
Correct. And part of what you run into and the problem here in Colorado is that the state law that addresses this was written long before credit cards were in general use. And as a result of that, it doesn't address it specifically. So then everything's a subject to interpretation.
This is a case where state law is in direct conflict with federal standards. The Department of Labor has published a fact sheet for restaurants that says explicitly that credit card processing fees can be deducted from a server's tips. Will it be difficult for attorneys in this class action lawsuit to challenge that?
It is going to be a tough fight. There is not a whole lot of case precedent for this. And the two cases that Tim Fox, an attorney here in Denver, has found are one came down on one side and one came down on the other. He is going to be arguing under the Fair Labor Standards Act, under a portion that deals with tipped employees and addresses tips as being the sole property of the tipped employee, as deemed by the customer.
So I guess the idea that the customer designates a certain amount of money for an employee, and that no one can tamper with that.
Exactly, and that's again how he's interpreting that statute.
So, Kelly, it seems like if you are a paying customer in a restaurant and you want to make sure that your server gets the full amount of the tip, you're, I guess, well advised to use cash.
That's one safe way you can get around this. You can use your credit card for the bill and pay the tip in cash.
Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kelly Pate Dwyer is a reporter for the Denver Post.